This goes to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, S-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Margaret Blancher, B-L-A-N-C-H-E-R, date of birth 11/15/1936. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a consultation for Mrs. Blancher, who was sent for evaluation of worsening creatinine levels. She does have a history of kidney stones and a hospital admission that was at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing from 11/24/21 through 11/30/21. She was found to be in atrial fibrillation, but she had had shortness of breath, cough, also some back pain at the time of her admission. She was quite hypertensive at the time of admission and was discharged home on Norvasc 10 milligram daily and lisinopril 40 milligram daily. Her carvedilol was changed to metoprolol. It was 75 milligram twice a day. Now that's been decreased to 25 milligram three times a day. She has been feeling better. She did have a kidney ultrasound done. Which revealed bilateral kidney stones, and she had a cystoscopy with retrograde pyelogram, ureteroscopy, laser lithotripsy, stone extraction on the left side, and a placement of a left ureteral stent, which was subsequently removed. The stone analysis shows 50% calcium oxalate dihydrate, 10% calcium oxalate monohydrate, and 40% calcium phosphate apatite, A-P-A-T-I-T-E. She does not know of a specific diet that she was instructed to stay on, but was told to drink increased amounts of regular water, which she's been trying to do but has been finding it difficult. March 21st, 2021, she had a transthoracic echocardiogram done, and that showed ejection fraction of 50 to 55%, and she did have atrial fibrillation, was noted as the rhythm. There was mild left ventricular hypertrophy, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, mild mitral regurgitation, and moderately elevated right ventricular systolic pressure. She also had a nuclear med myocardial stress test done 3/18 of 2022, which was normal. No evidence of stress-induced ischemia. Our kidney ultrasound was done 2/3 of 2022. Right kidney was 10.3 centimeters and left kidney was 9.3 centimeters. And urinary bladder was unremarkable. She is feeling fine at this point. She did have some frank hematuria, and the urine appeared the color of beet juice initially, and that's what took her to the for evaluation. And she did have a large left kidney stone that required removal. And following removal, she notes that the urine is clear without foaminess or blood. No chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough or sputum production, no dizziness or syncopal episodes, no orthostatic hypotensive symptoms currently. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities, and the right is worse than the left always, and that was present following her right total knee replacement. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, a new diagnosis of atrial fibrillation, and she is anticoagulated. Chronic edema of the lower extremities, left renal calculi, history of gross hematuria, and congestive heart failure. Past surgical history, she had a cystoscopy and lithotripsy December 22nd of 2021 with stent placement and then subsequent removal of the stent from the left ureter. She's had a right total knee replacement. Many years ago, she had a colonoscopy that was reportedly normal. She had biopsies of her thyroid gland that were non-malignant findings, and a bilateral cataract removal. Social history, the patient is a widow. She does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's an 85-year-old retired lady. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical examination, height is 59 inches, weight 204 inches, pulse 64, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Currently, heart sounds are regular. No murmur, rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no palpable masses. Extremities, the right lower extremity has 1+ edema at the ankle down to the foot. Left lower extremity, there's no edema. Pedal pulses 2+ bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done May 16th of 2022. Her creatinine was 1.45. Estimated GFR is 36. Hemoglobin is 12.3 with normal white count, normal platelets. Sodium is 142. Potassium is mildly elevated, 5.2. Carbon dioxide, 30. Phosphorus is 4.6. April 22nd, 2022, creatinine was slightly better, 1.24. Estimated GFR of 40. Potassium also 5.2. 3/28/2022, creatinine is 1.48. Potassium is 5. Estimated GFR, 36. Calcium was 10.5. 2/24/2022, creatinine 1.16. Estimated GFR, 47. Potassium, 5.3. 1/27/2022, creatinine is 0.88. Potassium normal at 4.3. Albumin, 3.7. Calcium is 9. 11/27/21, creatinine 0.9, potassium is 3.7, pro-BNP was 1,135, and the range is 0 to 738. And 11/25/2021, creatinine 1.16, creatinine or estimated GFR is 43. Urinalysis positive for blood and positive for protein. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to the recent obstructive uropathy. However, levels have not quite improved, so we're considering medication effect as partially responsible for the creatinine increase. We've asked her to hold the oral potassium as she's running on the high side at this time. We're going to decrease amlodipine from 10 milligram to 5 milligram daily. We'll decrease lisinopril from 40 milligram to 20 milligram daily. She's going to hold the oral potassium for now. We've asked her to check her blood pressure daily for the next week and call us with results. We want her to do lab studies on Tuesday, May 31st, and then we'll do them every 3 months thereafter. Medications may be adjusted, but we suspect that blood pressure may be normal after we've reduced the dosages of amlodipine and lisinopril, and we would like to have a recheck visit with her in the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.